This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1454. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded April 1st, Antarctica is back, also Radio Africa and Hargeisa. More new season times and frequencies, especially from Europe and Middle East, and some new collisions. Less English from South Korea. Flood DX from Fargo, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The Dentro Cubans are always complaining about Radio Marti, but hardly ever mention publicly another Cuban clandestine broadcast, which is privately financed, as far as we know, Radio Republica. And while Radio Marti is more or less overt as far as its schedule, even though they don't keep their website up to date, the only way to find Radio Republica is by monitoring, and we found them on a new frequency, 9545 kHz. This apparently replaces 9810, the transmission starting at 2300 UT. We believe the old one was via Sackville, and probably the new frequency is as well, as we first discovered on April 1st. It's a bit inconvenient for the Cubans, since it's only 5 kHz away from Radio Havana on 9550. But naturally, they jam it heavily anyway, with some of the jamming bleeding over under their own transmission. Not sure when it ends, but it may be 0400 UT, and there could be a further frequency change. It's pretty hard to monitor as the sky gets dark and the MUF falls. Again, 9545. New frequency for Radio Republica, starting at 2300 UT. LRA 36, Radio Nacional, Arcángel San Gabriel, has been missing since early January, I believe. The Antarctic shortwave station on 15476. This usually happens in January and February. I guess they're taking their summer break and probably rotating the crew back to Argentina. They may have some new staff down there now. In any event, they are back on the air, first reported on March 27th by José Pedro Turner in Portugal to DX Listening Digest. He heard it at 19 UT with a full ID, giving the frequency, the schedule, and address, although reception was poor. He says it's the first time he's heard it since 2007, and they were transmitting on full AM. Actually tuned in at 18:33 UT. The transmission schedule is presumably, again, 18 to 21 UT, Monday through Friday only. And now, at least for a while, there's no co-channel interference from Gabon since their transmitter on 15475 went off the air. But we hear they're trying to get it fixed. So now's the time to try again for LRA 36. Via José Miguel Romero in Spain, we have the new A09 schedule for Radio Exterior de España. They only have a few English broadcasts, and here they are, to Europe 19 to 20 UT, Monday through Friday, on 9665. But on Saturdays and Sundays, it's 2 hours later at 21 to 22 on 9650. We believe that's because there are more important things to broadcast on weekends with as many transmitters as possible, such as football games. There's also an English broadcast to, as they put it, Equatorial Africa. It is also Monday through Friday, only at 19 to 20, on 11620. And the one remaining English broadcast to North America remains at midnight to 01 UT on 6055. They try to use that frequency not only winter but summer, although it doesn't work that well as we get into deep summer. Mark Tully, the old India hand, is getting some more airtime on the BBC World Service. According to a discussion on Over to You, the Mailbag and Justification show this week, he will be participating about once a month in a new series called Letter From, in his case, From India, alternating with Clive James and later on David Attenborough. Not clear about the exact rotation schedule. but it replaces Instant Guide. That's the program running about 8 minutes preceding Over to You. Furthermore, Mark Tully is the main person, but not the only one, participating in another series called Something Understood. It's sort of a philosophical discussion. If you were only listening to the World Service, you'd think this was something brand new. They didn't mention it, but that show has been on Radio 4 for sesquidecades. Anyhow, they're adding it to the World Service schedule. I found a convenient grid of the World Service Internet schedule, which may or may not match what you hear at a certain time on different shortwave services. But in any event, you can look up programming there for the following week. It's rather long, but not too complicated, so here it is in case you're not aware of it. www.bbc.co.uk/worldservice/schedules/internet/wsradio_weekly.shtml. And from there, you should be able to find different versions of the schedule for shortwave to various parts of the world if you need them. A new participant in the DXLD group, Alexei Zinovich, a DXer from Minsk, Belarus, has provided us with lots of schedules for the new season, including Radio Sweden. The English broadcast to North America, relayed via Sackville, have moved one UT hour earlier as usual, still on 6010 at 0130 and 0230 UT. But let's look at the other English broadcasts, some direct and some via Madagascar, in case you would rather listen at other hours of the day. We can still try to hear them in our mornings when they're no longer broadcasting in North America at 1330 on 15735, at 1430 on 13820, at 1530 on 13600. Those are direct. And at 2030 and 2130 via Madagascar on 7395, and at 0230 on 11550. He also provides the Polish Radio External Service new schedule for their remaining two English broadcasts on shortwave. At 12 to 13 UT on 9525 via Wertachtel, Germany. Unfortunately, that collides in North America with Voice of Indonesia. And on 7330 via Nauen, Germany, not likely to propagate beyond Europe at midday in the summer. And the other English broadcast from Poland at 17 UT on 7265 via Wertachtel, but that's in DRM. And on 9555 via Issoudun, France. We might have a chance of hearing that one in North America. I've confirmed that Austria is still doing a token 3-minute English newscast on their domestic service relay Monday through Friday at approximately 0609 UT on 6155. Question is whether it's still relayed in their external service to the Americas the following evening on the new frequency of 9820. Paul Brulette in Illinois has been monitoring the 3 half-hours from midnight 30 to 0130, and he says, yes, they are still doing that, starting with 5 minutes of English news on at the top of the hour or half hour. However, when he listened on April 1st, UT, he says the English news only lasted 1 sesquiminute at midnight 45. Kai Ludwig in Germany has been expecting Hungary to close down their one last shortwave transmitter, and if they want to be on shortwave, rent time from Germany. However, as far as we know, that has not happened quite yet. There are still 5 transmissions registered direct from the Jászberény site in Hungary, including one in North America, but they're all in the Hungarian language only now, 01 to 02 UT on 6150. The others are on 3975 for 1 hour each at 04 and 21, and on 6025 at 1016 UT. Via Dragan Lekic in Serbia, we have the new schedule for Voice of Croatia from transmitters in the country itself for Europe 05 to 08 on 6165, 08 to 16 on 7355, 16 to 2030 on 6165, and 2030 to 0500 on 3985. The relays via Germany are still apparently on 7375, same frequencies in the winter to the Americas, between 2200 and 0500, mostly in Croatian, but with some English and Spanish segments. And to Australia and New Zealand via Singapore at 08 to 12 UT on 11675. Just as we feared, the new summer frequency for International Radio Serbia to North America, 9580, is colliding with other broadcasters during the entire sesquihour span Serbia is trying to use it, midnight to 0130 UT. Radio Romania International is on there starting this season during the first hour, also in English to North America. And after 0100, it's China Radio International relayed via Cuba, which has been on 9580 for a long time. The English portion of the broadcast from Serbia are daily at 1 to 1.30 and Monday through Saturday at midnight 30 to 0100. Presumably the same program content. It doesn't really make sense to broadcast the same program twice in a row without a little more time separation. So we're hoping International Radio Serbia will find a better frequency on 31 meters, at least. Or lacking that, they could go to 6190, the winter frequency, for the time being. In Brazil's Radio Escutas group, Rolange Emi Zurmeli in Minas Gerais reports hearing DRM from Radio Maria in Italy on 26 megahertz. He says propagation opened up a little, sufficiently to hear a few minutes of digital audio from Radio Maria DRM, centered on 26010. The power is supposedly only 100 watts. This was March 23rd at 1910 UT, and he's posted an image of the digital tag that he picked up on his website at qsl.net, PY4ZBZ. DX Mix News reported a last-minute change for the schedule of Radio Bulgaria in DRM to North America, which they're just starting this season. It was supposed to be at 23 to 24 UT, but they moved it to 0200, centered on 9500. Well, unfortunately, that is 5 kilohertz up from Iran's English broadcast in analog on 9495 at 1:30 to 2:30, and 5 kilohertz down from a very strong WYFR transmitter on 9505. In fact, I could not detect any DRM coming from Bulgaria, and neither could Craig Christ in Virginia. Alokesh Gupta in India has also rounded up a lot of new A09 schedules for Radio Romania International in English as follows. Transmissions starting on the half hour are half an hour long. The others are 1 hour long. At 0530, 7305, 9655, 15435, and 17770. At 1100, 15210 and 11775. 11790 and 15430. At 17 UT, 9535 and 11735. At 2030, 9765, 11810, 11940 and 15465. At 2200, 7440, 9675, 9790 and 11940. At midnight UT, 9580 and 11790. At 0300, 6150, 9645, 9735, and 11895. When there are four frequencies at once, two of them are to one target area and two of them to another. This is the 1454th World of Radio. Check our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Our thanks for financial support go to Martin Gallus in Illinois, who sent a donation via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. What's become of Radio PMR from Pridnestrovia? In the World DX Club, Edwin Southwell says the afternoon service to Europe at 14:30 to 17:30 UT, which had been on 7370, was missing already in mid-March. Mike Barraclough agreed, however, they were still on in the evening on 6240. Sergey S. in Russia says it might have stopped broadcasting altogether. There have been reports of financial troubles, and their studios were badly affected by flooding last August and have not been fixed. However, Chris Lewis in England says they were still broadcasting, heard at 2315 UT on 6240, mentioning no other transmissions. However, that was the old B08 scheduling. Since A09 has started, they're on new 9665, says Joe Hannon in New Jersey, but only for half a sesquihour at 2215 on UT Sundays through Thursdays in English, French, and German. In other words, one transmission each. Same frequency taken over for Voice of Russia in English at 2300. Via Sergei Nikishin in Russia, the new summer times and frequencies for Radio Ukraine International one-hour English broadcasts. At 05 on 9945, although it's been reported on 9950, at 09 and 11, 11550. At 19 UT, 7490. At 21, 7510. And in North America, still on 7440 at midnight and 0300. In DX Listening Digest 9029, we have a very long discussion of the new scheduling of Voice of Russia, language by language, because they have yet to issue a comprehensive new schedule of all their languages. And even so, they seem to be fine-tuning it, making changes even after the official change date of March 29th. There's hardly any shortwave left for Europe in English. And what's there is labeled DRM 12040 at 15 to 16 UT. However, that so far has turned out to be an analog, as confirmed by monitoring by Jean-Michel Aubier in France and Noel Green in England. Between 08 and 10, they're on 12060, which is also marked with an asterisk for DRM. Not sure if that is or not. But there are a number of medium wave frequencies on their schedule for Europe. Many of them not much use by the time they get to Britain, especially 1215 kilohertz, where there is a UK station in the evenings. Harry Brooks in Northeast England says they have very good signals as follows. At 13 to 14 on 12065, 14 to 15, 15605, 15 to 16, 12040, 17 to 18, 11610. Now, most of these are not actually designated for Europe. Also very good from 2200 on 9890, intended for North America. I soon found that the superb French Guiana relay on 7335 has disappeared. That carried a couple of hours of English, which we could rely on in North America late in the evening. We think that transmitter has been moved to 7395, where Joe Hanlon and I are now hearing that partly in Russian and partly in Spanish, so probably aimed at Latin America, but still with a pretty good signal here. The North American English schedule of VOR is quite brief. At 22 to 02 on 9890, 23 to 02 on 9665, 02 to 04, 15425, and 04 to 06 on 13775. Those last two must be coming from the Far East, and I could not hear 13775 at all. Also, the Central and South America, which we may also be able to hear, on 9665 in English, all the way from 23 to 04, and on 9480 from midnight to 03. Mike Barraclough confirms that Tunisia has moved out of the extended 40-meter handband, 7190, replaced by 7345 in the evenings around 1900, and by 7335 in the mornings, heard around 0630. Equatorial Guinea is back. Radio Africa is again being reported on 15190. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard it March 27th at 1520 with English religious programming. He says it had not been heard since February 21st. Then many more reports of it have followed, including as late as 2200 with Tony Alamo. Heard by Ron Howard and by Brian Alexander, and shall sign off at 2258. 5005, the domestic service from Equatorial Guinea, is also being reported. It sort of seems to come and go at the same times as the 15 megahertz frequency. José Pedro Turner in Portugal heard it at 2120 on March 27th. And until sign-off at 2300 on the 28th, says Brian Alexander. I've also heard 6250 around 0535. SW Radio Africa, the service to Zimbabwe, has made a regular frequency change for its trilingual broadcasts at 17 to 19 UT, including English, now on 12035 via Rampersham UK, along with 4880 as usual. So reports Alan Pennington of the British DX Club. In response to an item in the Global Forum column I write in the April Monitoring Times, we heard directly from the president and CEO of World Christian Broadcasting, Charles H. Cowdell, about their project in Madagascar. Our website has been updated now. Although the former president of Madagascar was a friend of us, we are not a political organization. The new regime has asked for foreign investors, and that's what we are. So we're going ahead with construction as before the crisis. Our position on the future of the project is that we are proceeding full speed ahead. It's peaceful in the area around our building site. We've not lost even one worker during the crisis, so our work is going on as usual. Radio Hargeisa in Somaliland is back on the air on 7145. Yari Savolainen in Finland heard it March 30th at 1535. He says it was alone on the frequency, not even interference from hams. They ID'd around 1745, followed by Quran. Of course, that's in the 40-meter ham band now, where broadcasters should not be, but DXers are glad to have them back, especially those who consider Somaliland a separate country from Somalia. The new English schedule from Voice of Turkey. Broadcast at slightly less than 1 hour at 12:30 on 15520 and heard in North America 15450. At 18:30, 9785, 20:30, 7205, 2200 to North America, 9830, at 0300, 5975, 6165, and relayed via Canada, 7325. They're finally back in English on that Canadian relay after the entire month of March in Turkish by mistake, apparently because Sackville didn't have the correct satellite download tuning information. Voice of Turkey's schedule has been in flux the last few weeks because they decided to close down one of their two transmitter sites, the one at Jakular. Now everything is from Emirlar. This resulted in canceling some languages and postponing starting some new ones, such as Japanese. Myanmar has made a frequency change, but not quite far enough. Moved from 7185 to 7200, which is still off-limits to broadcasters, supposedly. This affects their local morning broadcasts as of April 1st, says Alokesh Gupta in India, quoting a report from Alok Das Gupta in Kolkata. Ron Howard in California has found the latest frequency change for Shokaze or Sea Breeze, that service from Japan about Japanese abducted by North Korea, at 14 to 1430 UT on 6120, which he says is a good clear frequency. one or two days a week in English, such as Wednesday, April 1st. The new schedule of KBS World Radio in South Korea via Alokesh Gupta shows they've dropped the only evening English broadcast to North America, relayed via Canada, which had been at 0230 on 9560. The transmitter remains on the air during the previous half hour for Spanish. However, there is a one-hour English broadcast at 0200, but it's for South America on 9580, where it's colliding with Cuba. Radio Thailand is now using two frequencies for the English to North America service at midnight 30, 12095, heard by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, and the additional 15275, confirmed March 30th by Ron Howard in California. Ron Howard and I note that the China-Taiwan radio war has abated somewhat unexpectedly after 13UT. The domestic service of Radio Republic Indonesia is in the clear on 9680. I continue to be amazed by the Northern Territory Australian stations making it through on 120 meters, even when not much else is happening, on 105, 90, 75, or 60 meters. April 1st at 1246 UT, I was hearing 2485, 10 over 9, in English, talking about the new prime minister in Israel. You can never be sure which of the three frequencies will be strongest, but it was much stronger on this occasion than 2325 or 2310. This was about half an hour after my local sunrise, so other North Americans should look for those too. Via Alan Rowe, the four English hours of KNLS in Alaska are now scheduled at 0800 on 7355, at 10 on 6890, at 12 on 7355 and 9780, and at 14 UT on 7355. When I heard about the floods in Fargo, I figured I might finally have a chance to hear the new 50-kilowatt station on 1100, WZFG. Well, it's 50 kilowatts daytime, but when there is such an emergency, AM stations are allowed to operate with full power at night. And that's exactly what happened with WZFG. Since then, it's been widely heard over much of North America. They were at first 50 kilowatts and then cut back to only 25 as being sufficient because they realized they were interfering with WTAM in Cleveland, although WTAM has been very nice about it, because it is an emergency situation. And other Fargo stations on 970 and 790 have also been doing a good job of covering the flood, although they don't have as much power as WZFG, the flag. Press reports about the cutbacks at CBC mention in passing that Radio Canada International will eliminate its Ukrainian and Cantonese services. This comes as a surprise to Kai Ludwig. We thought they did not have a Cantonese service, just regular Mandarin. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 31st, ANK indices 5 and 2, except for a peak to 15 and 4 on April 9th. Solar flux may actually reach 72 between April 1st and 9th, and from April 23rd in between only 70. Glenn Hauser concluding. World of Radio 1454 and inviting you back next week.